Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, what it do? What's up? Good Friday. How's it going? Answer that. Answer me. It's me, Rob. Going on? I'm just kidding. It's, you know, you don't have to answer. I'm just a voice on your radio while you're driving around. Big day, big Friday show. Big Souk remains in Portugal. I hear he's coming back tomorrow, although he won't be on the air. We have no show on Monday because of the Seahawks, so we will reconvene, he and I, Tuesday at 3, but Schultzy's been with me all week, and what a fitting way to end the week. Because the Mariners are just about to start. Right as our show starts, the Mariners are just about to get underway in ALCS Game 5. Vibe check, Schultzy.
Nervous. Upset.
Hey, man.
Why are you upset?
Happy Friday.
Because I tweeted this out last night after Game 4, near the end of it.
You took to social media?
Well, this whole... I already called it like a collapse just because it was almost 90% chance that the Mariners were going to win this series. Now it's down to, what, 49, 50%?
Mm-hmm.
They had them on the rails. Now they don't. In my opinion, that's a collapse. It might break me as a sports fan. It just might. Like this, I was sad last night, man. My wife had to talk me off a ledge a little bit.
I'm a little worried about you.
I appreciate you.
Yeah. Well, we've got a couple follow-ups to kick off our show today. One is going to be... We're going to compare Schultzy throwing his headphones yesterday, and I don't remember what was it, the Jimenez home run?
Yeah, it was the nine-hitter doing the same thing he did the day before.
Yeah. Schultzy's really upset about Andrés Jimenez hitting home runs in back-to-back games against the Mariners, and rightly so, you know, because he wasn't even supposed to be on the team. Bo Bichette is out because he's hurt, and Jimenez stepped in. He bats ninth, and he has homered 2 days in a row. And so I can see the anger there. So what we're going to do is compare. It was an on-air moment. Now, I don't know what it sounded like. It made me laugh, or at least chuckle.
You were laughing pretty hard at me, but rightfully so.
I was laughing at you as much as I was laughing at the situation.
You literally said you weren't laughing at the Mariners' plight. You were laughing at me.
Okay. Well, so I was laughing at you.
It's like, I got the tape, bud.
Okay, let's hear it. Do we have it?
We have the tape.
Okay, I want to compare this. So this was Schultzy yesterday on our show when Jimenez hit his two-run home run.
None of them fly lay down first class out of Portland. So
I don't think. Do we even? Oh no!
No!
Oh no!
The same guy? The same one? Dude, he's the nine hitter.
Yeah, that's no good. Oh, he threw something. Well, yeah, Andrés Jimenez just. just hit a two-run home run for the Jays. Okay, so you couldn't hear it. You couldn't hear... So he chucked his... Schultzy chucked his headphones into the wall.
On the floor.
And broke... Oh, on the floor, okay.
Into the floor, yeah.
And he broke them.
Yes, I did.
So I wanted to compare that. So there's no comparison, but I wanted to compare that to the year 2013. How old were you in 2013?
I would have been 24? No, yeah, 20, about 24 years
24
old.
24-year-old Schultzy.
Yep.
Might even have been listening to The Fan. It was right at the end of the show. Kansas was playing Michigan in the NCAA tournament. We were the one seed. Michigan was the upstart God, I don't even know, maybe a four seed? I can't remember. It was with Trey Burke. I think they went to the Final Four that year, but I've blocked it out of my memory. This was Sweet 16. Yeah, it was Sweet 16 because we were on the air, so it would have been a Thursday or a Friday night. We're signing off, and Trey Burke hits a bomb of a three to tie Kansas and send the game to overtime.
We're turning off.
All right, and that's Suk laughing at me. What I did was I threw a punch at the paper holder that I have over here to hold all my papers with my reads and things. Now, it broke, so just like your headset, it went to the big paper holder in the sky. Yeah, I think that we can determine from these two clips.
We're turning off.
Me, more of a fan of my team than you of your team. How about that? In your face.
But you know what? Just because you can hear it, whatever, man. I don't know. I think if you put our... If you saw, like, the beauty of YouTube is you could see my face. I would love to see your face at that moment.
Really, I was livid. Because what I wanted was I wanted... Because they were up three. You know, it was a tie. It went to overtime, so they had a chance to beat him still. But I wanted Bill Self to foul. You know the whole thing. When you're up three.
Yep.
Foul.
Don't
give him the chance to shoot a three. Well, it was way downtown three. I remember even thinking when he shot it, I'm like, well, okay, that's, you know, you're okay with that shot. He ain't going to make that. Oh, my God, it went in. And I think he might have banked it. I don't remember. But
we're turning off.
Yeah. You heard it loud and clear.
You did. I like that.
I smashed that thing. And, Suk laughed, signed off. I went home, watched them lose in overtime, and cried.
It's a good thing that was the end of the show.
Now, listen, we need some positivity out of you. This is as bad as it's been the last two games. Dude, it's all right in front of you. You win this game, it's looking good. You're up 3-2, two games left. Come on, man.
Oh, I'm excited if it goes their way. But, man, it's not just like me being nervous. I've seen all the graphs and everything, the pictures of their at-bats on social media. Not only are Mariners hitters just swinging at anything, see Gino Suarez and Randy Arozarena, and then missing great pitches down the middle, they, on the pitching side of things, you go look at every hit that Luis Castillo gave up yesterday that had runs attached to it, middle, 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 middle up, middle up, middle, middle. It's just like, what the hell are we doing? God!
Well, why don't you just go focus on the first two games? What do you think they were saying about Toronto on Toronto sports radio after the first two games?
That, so, you know, Mariners hitters are better than theirs, which they are.
Well, you can always turn it around. The point is, you can always turn it around. Toronto did, and you're going to do it here tonight. Let's go.
So. I'm just, it's a best of three series. They had him on the rails, man.
Yeah, they did.
They had him on the freaking rail. Dude, don't get me going. I'm just going to.
Well, I think we already did. But I would also like to take some responsibility for jinxing them, because I have been talking a lot of ass about the Blue Jays, and I think I might have single-handedly woken them up.
Can I read the text I sent you earlier today, actually?
Yeah, read it. Yeah, I don't even remember what you said.
I said 12 of 21 Jays runs scored in the games three and four were driven in by Varsho, Jimenez, Lukes, and that random guy Barger, because you always like, who the hell is this guy Barger? And I said, we pissed on the baseball gods by making fun of them.
Yeah.
Like,
ugh. Yeah, we went pretty hard at Toronto after the first two games.
We did.
They looked terrible. The thing that we forgot... And why on earth we forgot this or just omitted it, I have no idea. And it is that the Mariners are always going to Mariner. In other words, it's never going to be easy with the Mariners. Now, I still think they're going to win this series.
You really do?
Yes. Okay. Oh, yes. But I they're the better team. But I just think I did not account for just the Mariner-y factor that you knew would rear its ugly head in this series. You just knew it. That's my mistake. But here we are, Safeco. What do they call it?
T-Mobile Park, T-Mobile, pink, whatever you want.
T-Mobile.
Call it Safeco. I don't care.
It is packed. The fans are going crazy. The Mariners just took the field. This is like the biggest game. Is this the biggest game in that stadium's history? Could you make that case?
This has to be. Yes, because this is now, I mean, we were just talking yesterday about legacy moments. Like, you know, this is how you build, you know, how you are viewed by the public as a player going forward for the rest of your life. Kind of the same thing for the franchise, right?
Have they ever? So they've been to the ALCS.
This is their fourth time. So they went in 95, okay. 2000, yeah. and 2001.
So 95, they lost to who?
They beat the Yankees and lost to the Indians. And then in 2000, I believe it was vice versa. Swap that. Beat the Indians and then lost to the Yankees in the ALCS.
And then 2001.
Or no, there's an Orioles mixed in there somewhere. I just
Baltimore
can't remember.
Baltimore got you?
Baltimore got us. Maybe that wasn't the CS, though. But then, yeah, 2001, they lost in the CS to the Yankees, who eventually lost to the Diamondbacks in the World Series.
Yeah, that was game. So I'm just trying to think of other CS games that were this important, because that one, the Yankees jumped out to a 2-0 lead. So the Yankees won the first two games in Seattle.
Yeah,
exactly. And then they split the next two, and then the Yankees close it out in game five.
I mean, that's the thing. I guess that's why I'm so upset and why I view this as a collapse in this ALCS, because they never had a 2-0 lead, Rob. Like, damn, man, we were literally talking like, oh, 90% chance, 1 out of 10, no, but who cares? Who cares?
Yeah, I got you. So 2000, okay, so the year before 2000, the CS, they did... Freddie Garcia shut out the Yankees in the first game.
Yes.
In New York.
Yes.
And then they lost
game two.
The next three.
Yeah. Okay.
So they were down 3-1. They won one at home, went to a game six, and lost to the Yankees 9-7. Okay. So that would. So what I'm doing here is I'm trying to find a more important game at this stadium. So the Cleveland series, that was, you said, 95. They won game one at home, lost game two, won game three. They're still in Cleveland, lost.
And then lost. That was
okay, so you could argue that the game six in Seattle against Cleveland in 1995 was just as big as this. Because they were down 3-2.
Yeah.
Randy Johnson was on the hill for a chance to force a game seven against Cleveland. They got shut out by Dennis Martinez and lost 4-0 in game six. So that game right there, and I assume, what year was the ballpark built?
Yeah, we'll see. That was the Kingdom.
That
so
was
T-Mobile
the Kingdom.
Was 2000.
Yeah.
99 or 2000.
Okay.
It opened in 1999, the second half of 1999.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. So this, I think, based on just the fact that it's the CS.
Nice pitch, Bryce.
That I think this is the biggest game in T-Mobile Park history.
Oh, it has to be. Speaking of biggest game, did you see prices for tickets?
No.
They dropped like a freaking rock on the secondary market. If you've been waiting to get a cheap ticket to a Mariners ALCS game or any playoff game, today was the day. $90, Rob. $90.
Wow, really?
Yes. SeatGeek, now, Vivid Seats, yeah, a couple different apps I checked and saw people posting on the socials. Yeah, 90 to 92 bucks up in the 300 level.
Well, I told you they would drop.
Not that much, though, man. That's,
well,
that's close to Detroit Tigers, like, ALDS prices.
But I think, but let me ask you this question. Okay. What if they had won yesterday and they were up 3-1 with a chance to clinch and go to the World Series in this game here?
Mm-hmm.
Then I think prices would have been higher. I think a lot of people would have tried to get in to see that.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, hands down. I think the ticket prices reflect the mood of myself and other Mariners fans, because yes, I am the pessimistic Mariners gremlin over here, but I am pretty representative of how people feel, you know, as Mariner fan on social media or just in general. It's like, dude, I'm exhausted. Like, that is kind of, I woke up sad, but more so exhausted with what's been going on the last couple of days for Seattle. So
it's a lot.
It is.
It's a lot. We do not have a defibrillator, for those asking.
I thought we legally required to.
Oh, actually, we do. Like, there's one in the... Yeah, no, there is. There's one in the...
in the break room? Or the?
No, this...
Oh, the copy room.
The copy room.
Yeah, it's close.
It's hanging on the wall there.
Do you know how to use it?
No, but I think there's instructions.
Well, good.
I'll shock your ass.
I might need it tonight, man, because good Lord, if Luke's goes our Lucas, God, I hate this. His name looks like Luke's, but it's pronounced Lucas.
Yeah, you're already on one. I can tell.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun show.
All right, the game's underway. Mariners got Bryce Miller out there. And, Milwaukee has Gosman going.
Blue Jays, yeah.
Blue Jays have Gosman.
Yeah,
going.
Screw Kevin Gosman. He's good.
Screw that guy.
But screw that guy.
He kind of looks like he's on meth.
He
He looks a little strung out.
It must be some Ozempic that he did. Because, like, he's always kind of... You look back, he's a tall guy, so he's probably always been tall, lanky, and maybe a little on the skinny side. But, like, he had fat in his cheeks before. Now, it's just like, dude, what's going on?
And to this texter who says, Blue Jays uniforms are so sweet, maybe the best in the league. Boy, I agree.
We've been saying that.
I agree.
I do like the threads.
They have such a great look.
But I hate their team.
But again, I believe...
Damn it, Luke.
Still believe Lucas it will
oh,
be...
Oh, Gino! It's the first good thing he's done this series, man.
Nice little over-the-shoulder catch by the porn star. Mr.
Jeremy over there.
Once again state, it is going to be the Mariners and the Dodgers in the World Series. And it's going to be great. Well, okay. Actually, it may not even be that great. Dodgers are awesome, but...
Talk to me again in the fourth, because the first inning hasn't been the problem for the Mariners the last couple of days.
All right. A step forward for old guys last night in the Icy Hot Bowl. We'll get to that to kick off the show next. Joey Harrington, 5:30 here on 105.1 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
All right, we will have Joey Harrington at his usual time, 5:30 today. We will discuss what happened in the Oregon-Indiana game. I don't know how much Rutgers we're going to talk because it's, well, Rutgers. But I did want to tell you that I learned something about Joey recently that I had no idea. I feel like Duck fans may know this, many of them, but not me. I didn't know this until I was reading his Wikipedia page, and it was on there. And I want to ask him about it. Could be a good story. That'll be at 5:30, okay? We are watching the Mariners, who are now coming up in the bottom of the first against Kevin Gausman. So we'll keep you posted on that because I know you care. But we're going to talk a lot of football here, too. We got to talk about the olds because last night, how about all the old guys out there? Joe Flacco and Aaron Rodgers? The Icy Hot Bowl, as it's being called?
That was cool.
You know, I thought it was kind of cool, too.
So cool that Aaron Rodgers hated getting tackled by his own player during a celebration.
Dude, wasn't that such a dad reaction?
Well, you talk about old versus old. It just epitomized the game perfectly. That is now a meme forever, and I love it.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of Rodgers memes.
That's a good one. It's top five immediately.
Yeah, if you didn't see, Broderick Jones tackled Aaron Rodgers after that the go-ahead touchdown late and pissed him off. Rodgers was all pissed off. And I can see why. Like, dude, get your
freaking hands off me.
It's like, dude, I'm 40 plus. Yes, I only 41. Have so many hits in me. Like, you just used one for this year.
Exactly.
Damn you.
And he probably remembers that Achilles, you know, pretty well. And, you know, I get it. But he just reacted like such a dad. Like, no joy. Get off me.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
But anyway, it was cool. And God, how can you not love Joe Flacco? I mean, my God. So he's 40. Rodgers is 41. And it was cute, but how quickly we forget Tom Brady won the Super... Uh-oh. Ooh. All right. So it's going to be that kind of show today. Double for Cal Raleigh. Off the glove of your boy, Barger. Barger.
But I think it's Barger.
Barger?
Yeah. I mean, I got the sound off.
I'll tell you what, that Barger guy, he's a handsome devil. My wife was watching you know, my wife's into the Mariners now.
Is she really?
Yeah, and she also thinks she jinxed it because she says every time she gets into something, they lose, like with KU, or like if she watches KU with me, she has to go in the other room because they start losing. Like, she has all these superstitions. But she was watching the Mariners the other night, and she thought Barger was hot.
Well, yeah, he's a good-looking dude. Look at that guy.
Yeah, well, he can't catch.
That's okay. He's usually a third baseman, so
that's true. Why they got him out there?
Because they had to put Santander on the injured list because he his back took him off the roster.
Yeah. Okay. So because he started the series, right? He was in there in Toronto.
Yeah, but he missed, I think, game two, and then they tried to put him back in for either game three. I think it was three.
That's how good he is. Didn't even notice.
There you go. There you go. Don't even remember him, babe. Let's hope that we don't remember any of these Blue Jays.
So you're going to get a lot of pause in our commentary today because we're watching the game. And
yeah, apologies.
Yeah, we'll apologize ahead of time.
We apologize.
Okay, we apologize.
Thank you.
Well, what I was about to say is, you know, that was a cool... Look, I think Joe Flacco is fantastic. And he's had quite a career. And, you know, he's only 40, so he's not that old. What I was about to say was, you know, and Rodgers is 41. It was cool to see the old guys slinging it around like that, but how quickly we forget Tom Brady won a Super Bowl at 43. He was 3 years older than Flacco. And he was second in MVP voting at age 44. LeBron's 40. He's kicking some ass. I mean... You know, so it's not like we haven't seen that before. Like Jamie Moyer, I looked up Jamie Moyer today. Remember that old
salad tosser? Oh, I love Jamie Moyer. Yeah, he actually pitched for the Bananas up in Seattle the other day when they were in T-Mobile.
For the Bananas?
Yes. Remember the Savannah Bananas were up at T-Mobile, third week of September, and one of their special, they usually, so cool, they kind of pay tribute to like the local stars
that.
And Jamie Moyer was one of the guys that they brought on. James Paxton was there, but Jamie Moyer struck a guy out with like a 50-some mile an hour pitch. It was
so
great.
He pitched.
He
for the
one
Bananas.
Pitch. Yeah, he pitched like a third of an inning for the Bananas.
That's awesome.
It was cool.
Don't you think Jamie Moyer could just mow guys down right now?
No, the way that he looks now.
Mow down is the wrong. Why? What do you mean? Is he all fat or something?
Yes, he is all fat now.
Really?
Dude, yeah. Why not? Like, he's like 60 now. He had to push away from the table for so long.
He's
at some 60? Point, just eat.
Is he really 60?
Jamie, well, he was pitched pitching, until he was like 49, right?
Yes, I looked it up today. He pitched for the Rockies at the age of 49.
Exactly. So he's, Jamie Moyer.
Also, Satchel Paige, we forget about him. Wasn't he like almost 60?
Yes, I believe so. 62 years old Jamie Moyer was. And yes, Satchel Paige is one of the oldest pitchers ever.
Yeah, ever. So, you know, I mean, let's slow down a little bit on the Aaron Rodgers, Joe Flacco, old guy. I mean, it was cool to see, but I mean, come on. Tom Brady, like, we take for granted the greatness of Tom Brady at the ages of 42, 43, 44. It's kind of even hard to wrap your head around it. And, dude, the thing is, he could probably go play right now and be better than some of these quarterbacks that we're watching. It's just nuts. Anyway. I was thinking last night, that got me to thinking about what are the greatest old man performances in sports. And one came to mind that I still don't think gets enough credit. And I'm pretty sure I understand why. And it is that no one really likes this guy anymore. And everything that's gone on with him, we've just kind of written him off. But Phil Mickelson won a major at the age of 50. Out of nowhere, by the way. And I get all the live stuff, and he's kind of an a-hole, and people don't like him, and he's real condescending, and he's an arrogant, and he's just a weirdo. But Phil Mickelson, for the longest time, him and Tiger, I mean, they were enormous stars. And that dude won a major at the age of 50, which, and it was, I think it was that, that was the one at Kiawah. He held off Brooks Koepka. That's incredible that he did that. And we don't talk about it enough. That's my hot take for the day. We don't talk about that enough. That was amazing. Because Jack, I don't think Jack ever won a major over 50. I think his the oldest he was when he won a major, I think he won the Masters at the age of 46. So much love to Mickelson. I also saw a list. Somebody put together a list of the top 10 old man athletic performances. And Phil's was on there. But a lot of them were, you know, like Kareem, 38. Brett Favre at 40. You know, so Brady's not even on this list. So it's like, what the hell are we doing? We need to carve out a new list. Anyway, that was cool last night. And this much we learned as well. Dylan Gabriel is hosed because Joe Flacco, I mean, he can still be good. We saw that. But he was ass in Cleveland. So if he was ass in Cleveland, how the hell is Gabriel going to be any good? How is Gabriel going to succeed if Joe Flacco couldn't? That's a guy who's won a Super Bowl. So, you know, it's crazy. I was thinking about the Browns. You know, Deshaun Watson was awesome when they traded for him. Everybody, you know, that trade was like, wow, this is, you know, that's amazing. And Cleveland finally got a quarterback. Well, he sucked. He went there and instantly sucked. It's the damnedest thing. So it's possible that Cleveland will never, ever have a good quarterback ever for whatever reason. Whatever's in the water there, no idea. But Flacco was dreadful for them. I watched them a few times earlier this year. And then he goes to Cincinnati and just, I mean, of course he has Ja'Marr Chase. Smart guy. He's like, ah, I'll just throw it to this guy. Makes sense. I think he targeted him like 23 times last night or something. And within a week and a half, 2 weeks, he's beaten Pittsburgh on Thursday night. It's incredible. It also goes to show you, you know, a quarterback, a lot of it's about coaching. You know, you got to give Cincinnati some credit. And I know Zach Taylor's been, you know, he's been criticized and may even get fired. But you know, he's had some, obviously, he's had to deal with some injuries with Joe Burrow getting hurt all the time. But I think it's a testament to the offense in Cincinnati because they sniffed around. Cousins, they sniffed, there was a whole list of quarterbacks they sniffed around. There was like 13 guys they were going to, they were thinking about bringing in. And they chose Flacco because they were like, okay, well, what with what we run and what we do, we think this guy fits the best. He's, you know, he's still got an arm. Yeah, he's a statue back there, but we got some weapons. Let's see what we can do with Joe Flacco. So I think it's a good lesson in that quarterbacks are really only as good as most quarterbacks are really only as good as their offensive coaches and their system and their staff and to some degree their offensive line. And Flacco, you know, still got it. You wouldn't know that from him playing in Cleveland. But now look. And all Mike Tomlin was all bent out of shape today at his press conference about it. They keep asking him about Joe Flacco, and he gets pissed off. He's like, you guys are really annoying me today. So, anyway, I thought it was great. I think Joe Flacco, I've always thought Joe Flacco was a little better than he got credit for. I mean, I know he's had some ups and downs, but that guy's a damn good quarterback over time and won a Super Bowl. So, step forward for the old guys last night. All right, this week in college football is next. Here's Schultzy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
It's time to look at the weekend slate of college football.
It's a tasty one.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, this is an exciting one.
Yeah, pouring over it today. Some stuff stood out. Well, one, and probably the game of the weekend, is USC visiting Notre Dame. And it's essentially a de facto playoff game because Notre Dame can't lose. I mean, Notre Dame's already lost twice. Now, albeit that was to Texas A&M and Miami, who I think are both now top five teams. But, man, Notre Dame loses another one. There isn't really another huge game on their schedule that they could make up ground. I got to pull that up. But then USC also, USC loses. That's two losses for them. So, yeah, okay, so Notre Dame, if they lose this game, they don't have a ranked team left. They've got to win this game. They by scheduling so tough in the non-con, and they almost beat Miami, and they should have beat Texas A&M. I mean, my God, they're close to being 6-0 and maybe number one because they're really good. Even though they're 4-2, they're really close to being 6-0. Anyway, they're not. But USC, yeah, after that, it's Boston College, Navy, Pittsburgh, Syracuse, and Stanford. So Notre Dame gets this, they got a crack. And I think, when it comes down to it, more teams getting in the tournament than ever. You know, if their resume, like if they win this game and they win it handily, it's an interesting point spread. It's like 9.5. Notre Dame's favored by 9.5 over USC. And I'm sure a lot of people saw that instantly and just went, oh my God, USC, dude, that should be a close game. Taking USC, careful. That's one of those trap spreads, one of those too good to be true lines, it seems like. So I feel like the power ratings, and it's like there's two groups. There's the people who rank football teams based on record, like the committee and all that, or the AP, whatever. And then there's the other group, the odds makers, who don't really care about your record. They look at they look at the true metrics of a football team. And I think those, when it comes to Notre Dame, and maybe even USC, this particular game, those things are colliding because Notre Dame, they're ranked 13th, but they're 4-2. On paper, that doesn't look so great. But the odds makers are telling you that team's awesome because they're 9.5-point favorites over USC, who is coming off their probably the best win of the Lincoln Riley era at USC, beating Michigan handily. So that's an interesting game. C.J. Carr, the Notre Dame quarterback, could enter the Heisman chat because I think the real question about this game is USC's defense for real? I mean, they looked pretty good against Michigan, better than we thought they were, particularly up front. They were physical, but we're about to find out how good they are. And so C.J. Carr, if he has a big game, USC's defense isn't quite what we thought. We could start hearing Heisman whispers about that guy. Of course, we got a long way to go, but that's an interesting game. I do think that towards the end, if Notre Dame wins this, they have two losses at the end of the thing. I think that they still might have a good chance to get in if they take good, you know, if they take care of USC and win their last five, I don't think they're going to be punished all that much for the two losses, because we don't expect Texas A&M and Miami to go away. Those are excellent teams. And the Texas A&M game. My God, if you didn't see that, Suk talked about it, but there was a couple PIs not called on Texas A&M. And the kid, Reed, Marcel Reed, their quarterback, just chucked up a fourth down heave into the end zone. There you go, Schultze. There you go. Eugenio Suarez. Thank God. Let's go.
Did something. Right now, Gino, I love you.
Home run.
It's good because it had just come on the back end of a freaking strikeout by Randy Arozarena. So, yeah, that's awesome.
Well, now, why you got to bring that up? Just be happy. Just hit a home run. Let's go.
Well, there was let's go. All right. There was concern.
Schultze, I'm trying to prop you up.
I know.
You're sounding terribly negative. I'm
Wouldn't
a little worried
you be,
about you.
You know how this ends.
Come on.
You know how this ends.
I kind of do.
Yeah. We're turning off.
Suarez just hit a home run.
Yes.
So it's 1-0 Mariners.
All right.
Is this the second or the third?
Second. Bottom second two. In. Let's go. Positivity.
Yeah,
let's go,
that's
Mariners.
Right.
Let's
that's,
effing
that
go.
That is what I want to hear out of you.
All right.
It's what the listeners want. Look at Gausman. He looks nervous. He looks scared.
I mean, he's in Seattle. Going back to Toronto 3-2 with the lead. But there are seven
oh
innings
God.
Of baseball.
You guys
to
are
going to
get the... I mean, the wild ride that is Schultze watching the Mariners, you're getting it all today.
Yep.
The whole game.
And I
so now he's already thinking about game six.
Good thing I don't have like a beer in my hand, because I'd be like, oh, Gino's going to hit another.
Jeez. He might hit another.
I hope, man. He has been so quiet other than like three hits. So
this is probably where the Jays drop 10 in the next inning.
Stop. Stop.
I just kid.
Jeez.
I just kid. USC Notre Dame, great game. I think that's fourth. I want to say that game's at 4:30, and it's in Indiana, the new badass football state because of the Colts and the Hoosiers and Notre Dame. So I wouldn't bet that one, but real big test for Lincoln Riley and his defense. Notre Dame's awful good. Yeah, 4:30 on NBC. And that, you know, by the way, that rivalry going away. They're gonna put the kibosh on that. And I think that that's sad because that's a really good one. That's, you know, I think Texas Oklahoma to me is my favorite college football game, and I don't know why more rivalries can't do this, but they have it at a neutral location, and it is, and they hold it during the fair down there, you know, and it's 50-50 in the stadium. I just think that makes for a really cool game every year, and Notre Dame USC. It's right up there as one of the fun college football games that we look forward to every year. But they may not play it much longer. So that's probably your game of the weekend. When we come back, we'll take a look at the SEC. So really, the SEC takes center stage here because they have 10 of the top 20 teams in the ESPN SP Plus rankings. So basically... I mean, and nothing's going to be settled this weekend, but there are just going to be a lot of SEC playoff games each week. And we do have a couple of them this week. We'll get to that coming up next on The Fan. Okay, we're going through the college football slate. Talked a little USC Notre Dame. How about the SEC? You know, I was mentioning 10 of the top 20 in the ESPN SP Plus rankings, which I think is a good metric, are from the SEC. I mean, it is wild. The SEC has so much, what would be the word? Like the race, just there's so many teams that are in it right now. It's just going to pare down and pare
They're
down and pare down.
Clustered together.
Oh, yeah. Ton of teams over the next several weeks. You know, I think we expect Alabama to be there in the end. They won at Georgia, which was a huge one in this in the SEC race. And they play Tennessee this weekend. If Alabama can get by that, you feel like maybe they're the front runner. They did beat Vanderbilt. They still have to play LSU and Oklahoma, but those games are at home. So they're heavy lifting. Oh, and they won at Missouri too. Yeah, so Alabama's looking like the leader in the clubhouse in the SEC. But they're all bunched up. And we've got Georgia, Ole Miss this weekend. And we've got, in addition to Alabama, Tennessee, which is at Alabama. We also have LSU Vandy, and that's a good matchup because I always love games where you get one unit that is dominant against the opposite unit that is dominant. In other words, LSU's defense is one of the top defenses in the country. They've been struggling offensively this year, but their defense has been excellent, and they will go against Vanderbilt, which is one of the top offenses in the country. That's going to be good. That one's in Nashville, and I think Vanderbilt's coming off a bye. Now, I would be inclined to take LSU there just because I feel like their quarterback's going to pop at some point. Brian Kelly's a really good coach. And I don't know, what was that stat? Clark Lee, the Vandy coach, I think he was like 2-15 against top 25 teams. I mean, the reality about Vandy is, as good as they were last year, they were 6-6. And Diego Pavia, he's good, but you see that Alabama game? He turned it over a couple times inside the red zone. I don't know. The better defense is getting points. LSU getting points at Vanderbilt. I'll take the Tigers, but that should be a good one. And then the other one is Georgia Ole Miss. And, you know, Georgia's weird because they're not the Georgia of old. They trailed Auburn, Alabama, and Tennessee by double digits each. Now, they did lose the Alabama game, but they came back and won against Auburn and Tennessee. They just find a way. The Rebels, on the other hand, I don't think anybody trusts them in big games like this. They haven't won in Athens since 1996. I don't even think Schultze was alive in 1996.
I was seven.
Schultze was seven in 1996. So they got a quarterback named Trinidad Chambliss. He could enter the Heisman chat if he has a good game, but I don't trust Ole Miss. You know, this is another one. I was talking about the voters versus the odds makers and how they view different teams. This is one where you would look at Ole Miss and Georgia, and the voters would say, wow, Ole Miss and yeah, even matchup, or maybe even Ole Miss slightly favored. No, the odds makers have made Georgia a 7-point favorite in this game, which tells you they believe Georgia is that much better than Ole Miss. And I tend to agree. At some point, Georgia actually has to play well. I mean, I know they've had spurts, but they've got to put together a full game, and they may do it this weekend. So in the SEC, Georgia hosts Ole Miss. LSU hosts, ooh, nice, double play. LSU hosts, is at Vandy, and then Bama hosts Tennessee. So three very good ones in the SEC race. And then we go to the Big 12. And they have two big ones. Sam Leavitt is back for Arizona State. So they're hosting Texas Tech. I say watch out. Watch out, Texas Tech. Although Arizona State's defense looked absolutely awful against Utah.
They just don't look the same this year.
No, they don't.
No.
But with Leavitt back, you know, maybe they can muster some magic. Texas Tech has looked awful good. And then Utah is playing BYU, the Holy War, which is a huge game in the Big 12. So I think the Utes may be licking their chops going up against this freshman quarterback for BYU. But BYU, every time I sort of think, this is where the rubber meets the road for BYU, or they're not that good, or this or that, they continue to prove me wrong. That's a good team. So I can't wait for that. I'd probably take the Utes, and I feel like Arizona State might be primed for an upset. So we'll see. Big 12, those are huge games for the Big 12 race, because I think right now, Texas Tech is certainly, if they win at Arizona State, they're going to be in the Big 12 title game. And then you've got, if Utah can beat BYU, if Utah doesn't beat BYU, they have two losses in the Big 12. But they have rebounded nicely from the Texas Tech loss. So if they win at BYU, they're back in it. And the last game we need to touch on this weekend, and there are others, but Washington has a big game. Jed Fish heading up to Michigan, over to Michigan, and taking on Bryce Underwood and the Wolverines. I don't know anyone who would trust Jed Fish at the Big House. I certainly don't. But I also don't trust Sherrone Moore. I don't think this is a great coaching matchup. Just know this, with Washington, if they lose this, are they out of the Big Ten race? I mean, the Big Ten is interesting. very unlike the SEC, it's Indiana and Ohio State on a collision course. But there are a lot of teams lingering, including Oregon and Washington and Michigan. But this one might be a de facto Big Ten championship playoff game, in a sense that the loser is probably going to have a hard time rebounding and getting into that championship game. So Washington has a huge one. Don't trust him as far as I can throw him, but something tells me that could be a pretty good one as well. All right, we'll get to the weekend in the NFL coming up a little bit later. I'd also like to talk about the wasting of sports talents coming up next. This is 105.1 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.